what's happened to general practice over the last 4 years is that 40% has been taken out of general practice, and that's a disproportionate figure to the rest of the health service, which has taken a 23% cut in resourcing. So general practice has absolutely been devastated, and what's been hit primarily is rural general practice and urban deprived general practice. And what we're seeing is that GPs from all over Ireland are now emigrating. Not only GP trainees, but established GPs are heading to Canada and Australia and Qatar. And this is having a massive impact on trying to find GPs to run practices, and ultimately we're seeing GP practices close all over the country.
You attended a meeting of GPs in Donegal Town this week, and you're saying what you saw at that meeting and what you heard at that meeting reinforces your belief that there is a crisis here.
Absolutely, and we will continue to see this until resources are put back into general practice, and that we see a U-turn from the government. For some reason, they seem to be focusing in on primary care. The money keeps moving into the hospital sector and into the administration part of the health service. General practice only receives 2.81% of the entire healthcare budget, and that's to provide 24/7 cover 365 days of the year. This is having a major impact on providing a health service into the community.
As a representative of the National Association of General Practitioners, your primary focus obviously is on the welfare of your members and your members' interests. There is also the element here that communities could, in the future, if what you're saying comes to pass, find themselves without GP services, and we could see a situation develop where not only is it going to be difficult to get a GP out of ours, it's going to be difficult to get a GP in rural Donegal during the day.
Well, what we're seeing is we seem to be following a trend from the UK, which saw savage cuts in general practice, and you can wait up to 2 weeks to see your general practitioner in the UK, and I don't think any patient deserves that. We pay high taxes here. We spend 13.1 billion on our health services, and we expect to see general practice has been providing a first-class gold standard service for the last 30 years. We are moving to a time where we're already seeing waiting lists occur, 2 and 3 day waiting lists for general practitioners.